the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 1st, and we have finished our introductory days leading up to the start of the Advent materials, The Adventure of Christmas. We are finding ourselves journeying through Advent with our whole family, being able to see who some of these characters are and just what all entailed this adventure to the manger, this adventure to Christmas. And I have a very special guest with me. He's going to share with us a couple things in a moment. But our theme for today is the eyes that saw. And we are looking to be able to see what are you doing, Lord? What are these eyes? And our key word for today is Luke. And so with that, I think you're going to want to meet my guest for today. Special guest, will you tell us, what is your first name?
Luke.
That's crazy. We have Luke being the professional on the day of Luke. So that's pretty fun. And Luke, what is your middle name?
John.
So you have two gospels in your name, Luke, John. I love it so much. And Luke, what is our theme for today?
Christmas.
I love Christmas too. And we are talking about the eyes that saw. And so before we dig into our material and we start talking about the book of Luke and how Luke was writing this story to us, I would love the Luke we have in the room here to tell me, what are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Presents.
Presents? Is there a certain kind of presents that you like, ooh, I like these kind of presents?
Legos.
Legos? Okay, is there a certain kind of Legos? Like, do you like just the general ones, or do you enjoy a certain kind, or all of them?
All of them.
All of them. You know what? I actually love Legos too. Do you ever get to play with the Lego walls that we have in some of the Village Kids classrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty fun. I love seeing how creative people are with them. I also heard that you enjoy reindeer pancakes. Is that true? Can you tell me? I don't know what a reindeer pancake is. Does it just look like a reindeer? Does it taste like a reindeer?
It only has the reindeer face.
Oh, it has a reindeer face? What do you use for ears?
Whipped cream.
Well, that sounds like my kind of pancake. I love a good whipped cream pancake, that's for sure. All right, so Luke, tell me a little bit. What is your favorite adventure that you have been on?
Forest.
You like going into the forest? What do you like to do in the forest? Do you like hiking, or do you like finding big sticks? Do you like building forts? What do you like?
Going on logs.
Oh, really? That sounds so fun. And so what do you like most about adventuring? That's what you like? You like jumping on the logs and adventuring? Have you ever jumped on logs over mud?
No.
Oh, I have the perfect park for you. I'll have to tell your mom about it. There's a park where you can play in a lot of mud. Do you like the way mud feels, or would you rather just like run away from it?
Run away from it.
So I thought so too, but I don't know. Once I started playing in mud, it got kind of addicting. So tell me, Luke, what do you like least about adventures?
Tripping over sticks.
Tripping over sticks? Oh, these sticks. Have you ever actually tripped, or do they just try to trip you?
I just trip.
Yeah, you just trip. It's a thing. Okay, so tell me, Luke, since you are kind of the master on Luke, because it's your name, you guys share the same name as the guy who wrote the Bible, right? What are the chances of that in the first place? Can you tell me, where are we going today?
Trick-or-treating.
Oh, I wish we were going trick-or-treating today. Wouldn't that be fun? But actually, we are talking through the book of Luke because we can trust what we read. Do you think the Bible is trustworthy?
Yes.
Yes. And so Luke spoke to those who met Jesus, and then he wrote down in the Gospel of Luke exactly what had happened. Do you think that'd be a fun job to go around talking to people and being like, hey, tell me, what happened? And then writing it down?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who would you have liked to interview the most? Would you like to like talk to the shepherds or Mary or Joseph?
The shepherd.
What do you think is cool about being a shepherd?
Running around.
Running around. They got a lot of freedom, don't they? They are wild and free. That is for sure. All right. So I have a quick question for you. What is the most amazing thing that you have ever seen with your own eyes?
New Legos.
New Legos. So like when you open up new Legos and you're like, this is the most amazing thing.
No, that I get gems and $100 bills.
Oh, $100 bills?
So I could get 500.
Oh, yeah, that does sound pretty.
I only have more.
You do?
I have 500.
So you've been saving and collecting?
Yeah. No, we trade Legos. My sister wrecked her house that she was going to get a house for her birthday.
Okay.
She got the whole stable, which is a camp.
Oh, cool.
We got the campsite, and then we got the car, and then she got the house.
That's so fun.
Just a normal house.
A normal house. So you guys trade Legos, but that sounds like something.
She wrecked her house to give us stuff for our houses.
Okay.
My sister built a house, and then she couldn't because we had to go. And then tomorrow we got, and then my other sister made my house.
Tomorrow,
And then she did the walls first, and then the, but in my house I got a table.
Oh.
I keep stuff. Well, my brother... I gave him a zip liner for a gem.
Oh, that's a good trade. Don't you think that sounds like a good trade for you?
I have a limo car.
Oh, wow.
That I just...
That's fancy.
That it was for a Batman thing. Lego I got at Batgirl Joker. I got the Joker car. And I got the bank with $300 bills.
So it sounds like you have a pretty, you keep a pretty tight record of all of your trades. Would you say that's true? You're like, yep, I know exactly what I traded for that. And so here you're describing for us the most amazing thing that you've seen with your own eyes, right? Like all of these Lego trades, these experiences, these things that you've built, these things that you are continuing to kind of like build into. And today we're going to see that Luke, he was speaking to those people who had seen what happened in the life of Jesus that first Christmas. And he wrote down exactly what they told him to write down. The Gospel of Luke, which is the true story of Jesus's life. And so here we find ourselves in chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And I'm going to go ahead and read that for our listeners. But while I read it, I want you guys to be thinking and be looking out for, why does Luke say that we can trust what we read in the Gospel? Why is this trustworthy? All right, let's listen. It says, many have tried to give a history of the things that happened among us. They have written the same things that we learned from others. The people who saw those things from the beginning and served God by telling people his message. I myself studied everything carefully from the beginning, Your Excellency. I thought I should write it out for you, so I put it in order in a book. I write these things so that you can know what you have been taught is true. And so really we see here that Luke's motivation for writing down the gospel and everything that he saw happen in the life of Jesus is that he's talking to someone and he's trying to tell them, the things you think, they're true. They're trustworthy. And so I have a couple more questions for you, Luke. Have you ever wondered if the story of Christmas is true?
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think that this is a true story that really happened in history, or do you think it's something that's made up?
It happened in history.
That's right. And so when we're reading the Gospel of Luke and everything that we're going to read from here on out in the Gospel of Luke, this is history. It is his story, right? And we get to see that these are the things that God wanted communicated to us so we can know more about him and we can know more about ourselves in the process. So today our prayer is that we would have eyes that see, and we would be asking God to help us learn from Luke's gospel something that is actually applicable for our own stories, that we would not just be seeing this information as cold pieces of the story that happened a long time ago, but that these are all things that were able to fill our hearts and for us to be able to see Jesus for who he is and who we are in light of that. And so, Luke, I'm wondering today, can you just close us in prayer?
Yes. Dear Jesus, on this day, I hope that we can get new Legos. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Full circle there, my friend. All right, can you just close the day out by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you, everybody. We hope that you have a great first day of December, and we're looking forward to chatting with you again tomorrow.